You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Since our partial government shutdown closed the monuments in Washington, D.C., World War II veterans have drawn cheers as they've removed the barricades blocking entrance to the World War II Memorial. Many of those veterans were participants in an honor flight, an organization which provides free flights for World War II veterans to visit that memorial. It seemed possible an honor flight from our area, scheduled for October 19th, could soon join their ranks. Todd Tucker is vice chair of Honor Flight Southeast Florida, and he says not going was never an option.
We have decided that after speaking with other hubs who have actually gone there and taken the barriers down, we had made the decision that at this point there's no question we were going to go, hopefully, you know, politely take the barriers aside and get our veterans in there. We actually had a veteran pass away this month who was due to be on the flight. So it's very real to us. Time is not on our side.
However, it appears, according to Tucker, this group may not have to practice civil disobedience to reach its goal.
Now, it seems like we may have a little bit of good news on the horizon, and that the Department of Interior is actually going to start working with the Honor Flight hubs to give a more organized entry-type situation to us.
As we mentioned, the veterans pay nothing to participate, but the flight and food for the day aren't free. Each honor flight costs in the neighborhood of $70,000 to $80,000. Our community has responded generously to fundraisers to pay for it all, primarily a boot drive by Martin County firefighters. This year, in conjunction with the start of the Stewart Air Show, a 5K will be held November 1st. Alex Berenger of Fairwind Air Charters is the organizer, and he says this run is a bit different. It's a twilight race.
There'll be the balloon glow, and we'll have the fireworks, and you know it's going to start right after the national anthem. It's going to have a very patriotic feel to it. We're going to have glow sticks. You know, people can run with that, and it's just going to have a real different mood to it than I think the regular run-of-the-mill 5K. And you know, and the locality is just awesome because we haven't had a race on airport property, so that's going to add another little twist to it that's going to be real fun and interesting.
The other twist is when you go to the website for more information on the race, there are also links to our elected leaders. Berenger says that's so you can let them know how you feel about the shutdown, which has caused so many veterans to worry about access.
It's just beyond disgraceful. So we thought it would be a good opportunity to, A, fundraise for Honor Flight, which is just a very near and dear to our heart, and also provide a tool with which folks can easily write an email or tweet or Facebook with their congressional representatives and even the president if they so choose. All we ask for is that they do it polite and respectful and, you know, let them know that this is not the way to treat these people.
There's no doubt that Treasure Coast veterans will leave on their Honor Flight October 19th. Arlington National Cemetery has remained open. They'll stop there to watch the changing of the guards, along with the Marine Corps Memorial depicting Iwo Jima. However, Honor Flight's Todd Tucker says that last stop is currently a question mark.
Because you have to approach that memorial by bus, and apparently they've got the street shut down, and it's not going to be as easy. And if we do encounter that, we plan to go to the Air Force Memorial, which is beautiful in its own right.
You can find out more about Honor Flight and the upcoming 5K run by following the links on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.